All right, it's 105.1 Jack FM and the County 10 Podcast. I'm Jared Anderson, and we're pleased to welcome our good buddy Bruce Tippetts to the studio. Bruce is a longtime Fremont County journalist who now lives in the Vernal area and the co-founders of Dreams in Motion, or are you the founder?
Co-founder. I better stress that co-founder.
Okay. All right.
Chamber guys.
So, not taking all the credit, but a lot of the credit belongs to you. Bruce, how have you been?
I've been really good, actually. I've been walking quite a bit.
Good.
Almost 29 to 30 miles a week.
Holy cow.
Just because.
Good for you.
Yeah. I should be honest. We live right by a walking park, like two houses down.
Mm-hmm.
My wife got a treadmill like 3 months ago. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Yeah.
And then I can go to the rec center. So
that's perfect.
If I don't walk, there's a problem. So
yeah, exactly. So, you get no excuses now.
Exactly.
Slightly better weather in Vernal during the winter, or is it about the same?
About the same.
Okay, so you get the treadmill in the winter, you get the outdoor park
exactly,
in the summer.
Exactly.
Perfect. Yes, yep. Well, we're glad to hear that. And you're writing in Vernal,
yes,
is that correct?
And I actually got promoted in August. So the first 4 years, I was just doing sports in Vernal,
mm-hmm,
and doing a little bit of news, which is fine.
Yeah.
And then, but in August, they promoted me to the whole basin.
Oh, cool.
And so now I get to do sports full time. So I cover, for instance, I cover Uinta, which is in Vernal, Union, which is in Roosevelt, and then Altamont, Duchesne, and Tabuna.
Cool.
Obviously, Uinta and Union get, but I mean, Duchesne, they're really good in sports too. So, mm-hmm, and so is Altamont. So,
cool.
So yeah.
Who's the most fun team you get to cover right now? Do you have a state champ or anything that you're covering?
You went to win their first state champion since 1986 in state wrestling.
Sweet.
So they're really good. And then Union actually had a really good baseball team. They were number 3 going into the state tournament. Unfortunately, they went 1-2.
Mm. Yeah. That happens. I've seen teams like that here. And then you're covering some of the bigger stuff occasionally, too. I see you're doing some Utah, BYU, yes, Utah Jazz kind of stuff. Yeah. Jazz are exciting right now.
They are, yes. I actually went to, as you know, I went to game 2 with the Memphis and Utah Jazz almost 2 weeks ago now. So mm-hmm, it was really awesome.
Tough series against the Clippers coming up. Is it going to be as successful?
I would hope in 7 or 6.
Okay. So, it's going to take a little bit more, but yeah, Clippers are very good. All right. So Dreams in Motion, let's talk about what this is. How did you come up with this idea?
Well, how I came up with the idea is obviously I was on dialysis for 4.5 years. And before that I had numerous health issues. And so I got put on dialysis, and then I was on that for 4.5 years, moved to Vernal, obviously to be closer to a dialysis center because I was going onto the reservation. And then I was lucky and blessed to receive a kidney on October 18th, 2018 at the University of Utah Hospital. And so since then, I've been lucky enough to go to a few games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And maybe had some really good seats at those games.
I like it.
And so the last one I went to, the last really great game was when Wyoming beat Missouri. And Cody Beers and I were on the sidelines when they stormed the field.
And that That's was a fun one.
And that was actually really special to me because that was the first time that I went. Hopefully I won't get emotional, but that was the first time I went to Larry with my kidney.
Yeah. So, yeah. So. That's fantastic.
Kind of thought they did it for me, but
definitely.
I know they did it. They did. Yeah. But
I'm sure there was something to that. I'm sure it was you being there that helped them, but that was a huge win and a really fun day to be a Wyoming Cowboy fan. I was unable to make that one and I kicked myself because I had prior obligations. I wasn't able to get down there, but that was a fun one for sure. So kind of the synopsis of what this is now is you've had that experience and you wanted an opportunity to help give back.
Maybe actually put other people first, mm-hmm, instead of always putting myself first because I tend to do that in the past. And so just thought, it's about time that I branch out and help other people.
Yeah.
And so thankfully, my good friend Joel Brown, who is the Chamber of Commerce director there in Vernal, we became pretty good friends. Actually, he went along with the idea. And he's really good to have in your back corner.
Uh-huh.
And so that's how Dreams in Motion was formed.
That's just fantastic. Yes. And I was just looking through some of the paperwork, and I've been following some of these stories that you've posted on social media. You've gotten help out a couple of younger kids that have gone through some tough times in their life with some really cool things.
And one thing about Dreams in Motion is we have a board of directors made up of Wyoming and Utah, and they are really people who are involved in their community and have a passion for helping people out.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Wyoming guys that we have is Cody Bears, obviously from Riverton.
Yeah.
And then we have Carter Napier. That name might sound familiar to Riverton people. He was a city manager here. Then he went to Gillette, and now he's at Casper. And we have actually kept really good friends since then. And so he's on it. And then we have Brad Enzi, who obviously played basketball at Wyoming the same time I did, and somehow we became friends, and we stayed friends since then. And so that's pretty cool. And then a new guy I'm sure Jared might know is Duke Dance from Star Valley. And so he's a really good guy, even being from Star Valley.
Yeah, we'll cut him some slack every once in a while. There's some good guys.
I'm a Riverton, anyway. Yeah, right. I never thought I'd be working with a Star Valley guy, but
I was going to say there were some years there in the 90s where we had quite the rivalry.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Tell me about the experiences so far kids have gotten.
And so the first one, his name is Bryson Quinney. He's a very well-known person. He's 14, and thanks to Donor Connect, they're out of Salt Lake. They do all the donor organs, and it was pretty cool. I've gotten to know one lady. Her name's Dixie Madsen. She's really nice. She's one of the public relations person, and the cool thing is her brother lives in Vernal, right by me, pretty much in the same neighborhood. So that's kind of how I got to know her. But she recommended that we do Bryson, and so to my surprise, Cody knew him because of baseball. Because Eric Quinney, as most of you guys know, umpires baseball.
Yeah.
And does basketball, and I'm pretty sure he does football.
Okay.
I'm not sure about football, but I was surprised that Cody knew him. And so right there, that was like in December and November. And so we wanted to surprise Bryson by New Year's. And so we sent him a letter, and he got it. I'm sure, have you seen the letter?
Yeah.
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 So I could play it, but it's a pretty cool letter.
Definitely.
I like to look at it, and it's very emotional. He got emotional. He couldn't finish it. So that was in January, and so at that time the Jazz were only allowing 2,000 fans, and so it was pretty hard for us to get tickets. And a big thanks, a shout out to Representative Moore. Like I said, it really comes in handy to be friends with the chamber guy. You meet people that you don't normally get to meet.
It's all about connections, yeah.
And so Representative Moore, who is our congressman from District 1, sits on our board of directors, and he was able to pull some strings and get Bryson and his good friend, and then Bryson's mom and dad, tickets to the Jazz game.
Cool.
When they're only allowed 2,000 fans. I like to stress that.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about Representative Moore is before the game, he went down and took photos with them, spent time with them, and got to know the family. And then I mentioned that they're not even in the same district. And
sure.
I just thought it was cool to see Utah and Wyoming working together. So
definitely.
And Ashley the Jazz, one of the other guys that I know that's on our board of directors that I got to know him, his name's John Oglesby. He's not the main guy at the Utah High School Activities Association, but he's the Nets main guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so he actually knows a lot more people than I can imagine. And so he knows the guy that does the promotional things for the Jazz, during the game and stuff. And so he was able to recognize Bryson.
Oh, that's so cool.
So it was pretty cool.
That's so cool. So a good experience for Bryson. Yes. And then you had another young man. Is that correct? Sam?
Yeah, Sam Hoops.
Uh-huh.
Can you figure that he likes basketball?
With a name like Hoops, you got to like basketball.
And he's actually 31 or 32.
Okay.
And he's a counselor at Duchesne High School, which is an hour away from Vernal. And he coaches basketball when he can. And so we reached out to his brother, Billy Hoops, who is also a teacher, and he's the boys basketball coach at Duchesne. So it was an easy connection.
Coach and, Hoops, I like that.
It was, yeah, they're a really cool family. And so I didn't really know beforehand, but so it was just kind of interesting. I mean, they understood the whole situation, and the head coach wanted to help. Mm-hmm. And so we were able to line that up. And the cool thing is that that was in April, and so this was the first assembly that Duchesne had. And so we're going to have an assembly honoring Sam Hoops and surprise him with the tickets. And the cool, we had like videos.
Uh-huh.
So we had a video from Representative Moore. And then we had a video from, these are Utah people, because, mm-hmm. And then we had a video from, we have a lady, she's really cool. She's a football official. She's also a basketball official, and she's a mother of six kids.
Wow.
And her husband, they're just into sports. And she's a state rep in the Utah House of Representatives.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had her do a video, and then we have John, the Utah high school guy.
That's great.
And so we had four videos. Billy said a few words. We all said a few words. And then one of our board of directors, Sid Smith, he's actually in Vernal. He's actually a double amputee.
Mm-hmm.
And he does Ironmans.
Wow. That's impressive.
And so he was the one that, you know, gave him the tickets.
Yeah.
And so that's pretty impressive. I got a ride with Sid. And yeah, it was pretty impressive just to hang out with him. So,
I bet.
So anyway, we had that, so Sam talked at the end, and they gave him a standing ovation.
Cool.
And then we had We Are the Champions.
Nice.
So good. Nice. It was pretty awesome.
That's awesome. It seems like you guys are doing amazing work already. And then to be able to kind of have these big reveals with the letter and the presentation, that's got to be emotional for you guys too. That's got to be just awesome to see.
It was. Yeah, the Duchesne. Yeah, it was. Yeah, the Duchesne was cool because we were there in person. Yeah. I mean, Bryson was cool because they recorded it for us. We asked them to.
That's great.
But yeah, it makes it all worth it.
I bet. So we are continuing to try to get the word out about Dreams in Motion and further the efforts for Wyoming and Utah-based folks who are in some different health situations that could use a helping hand and a fun experience. And you, with your connections here in the Riverton area, are coming back. Obviously, you're here now, but you're going to be back again this summer with a big event. What's going on? Yeah.
We decided, because obviously we need to generate funds in order to continue to honor people. And so we came up with the idea to have a Dreams in Motion golf tournament. And what better place is to have it in Riverton? Because I remember the support that everybody gave me when I first got sick in 2009 and then back in 2014. And so,
yeah.
Yeah. So
awesome.
I thought it would be a good place to start. So a great place to start.
July 17th, yes. Riverton Country Club. And what do folks need to know to get registered? What are the rules? You got to run this down for me. I'm not a golfer.
All right. So right now, obviously I'm in Riverton for a couple of days. I'm going around, and the biggest thing that we need right now is golfers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because we're new, and so not a lot of people know us. And so that's the thing that we are stressing right now is to get golfers.
Yeah. So if you're listening and you're a golf fan and you want to participate with a good cause, where is there somewhere people can go? We'll put it in the show notes here on the podcast as well and direct you to a link. But for those who may be listening on the radio,
Dreams in Motion Facebook page, which is called Dreams in Motion Utah, Wyoming. I have a registration form up there.
Perfect.
And then we're working slowly, but hopefully faster, at least by June 17th,
mm-hmm.
that we're going to have it on our website, dreamsinmotioncharity.com.
Perfect.
So that's Star Valley. You can blame. No, dude. Since we pay him so much.
We'll do that. So people can register anytime, though. They don't need to wait.
No.
It's open now.
Yeah, and it's open, and we're going to have some flyers down at the country club, too. And so hopefully in June 17th that we can somehow... Duke is working on getting it so that they can pay online too.
Cool.
Because we think that would be really good.
So. Yes.
And then we got really good news, like we talked before we got on, about the University of Wyoming golf coach.
Yeah.
Coach Jensen. I sent him a text last week, and he actually responded. And obviously I've interviewed him a few times, and he said that he's willing to help out. And so that was a big boost in the arm.
That's really great.
That's really, I mean... If we can, that's just huge. So,
yeah.
so to have his name. So.
That's really great. I'm sure some folks in the golf community know that name and know what he brings as far as Wyoming golfers are concerned. So, again, July 17th is that tournament. It's a four-man scramble. Yes. So what does that mean? Can I be the worst player on the team and we can still do okay?
That's right. It's a four-man person scramble, so whoever has the best shot can win.
Good, because I would be the worst person on the four-man team.
I would be, too. And we're actually, it would be just great if, I mean, we had... I mean, it would just be awesome to see what we can get. I mean, yeah. So, and people so far today have been really receptive to my two dreams in motion. Wow. And they're actually just glad I'm here in person. So I've learned that makes a huge difference. So
rightfully so. You guys are doing amazing work. Is there any way folks can get more information on Dreams in Motion, or if they're looking at their calendar right now and they've got a commitment on the 17th, we hope you can reschedule and come out. But if you absolutely can't make it, is there another way to donate?
Oh yeah. Thank you for asking that question. So we have actually different sponsor levels, and I can bring that in. I'm sure. Yeah. But I can bring that into you. But the main one that we're striving for is that people could donate $150 and be a whole sponsor. And we would provide a tea signage that my newspaper can do for us.
Perfect.
So
perfect.
And that seems to be a good selling point.
$150, you get to sponsor the whole. So if you're an owner of a local business, get a little signage at the tournament and help out a great cause.
Yes. And also, we would love to honor somebody from, I should say, Fremont County, not just Riverton, right?
Sure. However you want to put that. So yeah.
It would be great to honor somebody that's, I mean, to me, like, we have a goal to honor somebody at the Rockies game, mm-hmm. because we have a few connections there. But we know, that would be our goal. But then with Wyoming allowing fans, could you just imagine honoring somebody from Riverton or Lander?
That'd be great.
And them getting it on the big screen.
Yeah.
Or even personally, maybe like Coach Bowl going to shake his hand. I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
Or Sean Chambers, because I heard he's a really good guy.
For sure.
Or a quick photo. Or, I mean, to me, that would just be, and I would just be sitting in the stands going, wow, that's
yeah,
so cool. So,
yeah, that so seems like it would be a dream come true for a lot of people. And to go through the kind of things that these people and yourself, Bruce, have gone through, to have that reward after triumphing these horrible health issues, yes. I think would just be awesome.
And then I do have to mention Logan Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
He actually signed a jersey for us.
Cool.
And so we're going to have that jersey at the tournament. And so we would love to have more stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, we learned.
How do you win that? Is that going to be auctioned?
Raffle? Auction. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, and we would love to have other people help us. I mean, another idea when I was talking to Logan, it's been a couple of months, but I was like, Logan, can you imagine if we could get a Wyoming person that's overcome something and get him to watch you play a Cincinnati game? And mm-hmm. you're like, whoa. And so actually Denver and Cincinnati play on week 16.
Perfect.
In Denver.
Perfect.
So, I mean, obviously it would be cool if we could get somebody to Buffalo, but with Josh Allen, Tanner Gentry, the tight end, I'm probably missing somebody.
It's a long flight, but
we might. It would be cool to do Denver. So
for sure. That sounds great. Again, dreamsinmotioncharity.com. You can follow them on Facebook. Is there anything else we missed?
No, just looking forward. Yeah. I'm glad to be in Riverton and going around and meeting people. They've been really receptive so far. So it's just getting the word out. I've learned that's the whole key. And being a newspaper reporter, that's kind of what we don't do. But well, I mean, we tell the story. We try to, as Jared knows, we try to tell the story.
Yes.
But we don't go around. It's a whole different game.
Well, you're doing good, and I gotta ask, you're happy in Vernal and we're happy for you, but what do you miss most about Riverton or Fremont County?
Basketball.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Wolverine Gym. The fans, the mm-hmm. crowds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Wyoming Indian, Riverton Lander games.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. I remember some of those games with Riverton and Lander when they went into overtime. Remember, mm-hmm. like 1 year, they went into three straight overtime.
Yep.
The crowds were just amazing. Oh, I just, every basketball season I go, Stephanie, you brought me the vernal.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, Wolverine Jim and Ethan E. Wyoming. I mean, there's just no place.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean,
it's special.
It is.
I try to tell people that this is a basketball county and how much basketball means to the folks here. I really want to start a petition, and maybe you can help me with this since you've got all the connections here, but I want to bring the Fremont County Shootout back. There's got to be an iteration of that somehow.
Can you so I remember, I know this might make Coach Barlow mad, but when Wyoming Indian and Riverton played in Ethan E.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So many fun moments there.
And St. Stephen's back when Coach Tony Self, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And obviously Coach Ferris. I mean, I think, Coach Ferris doesn't, So I still follow,
I'm glad. I'm glad somebody else does too. And I'd love to bring back some more of those Fremont County rivalries. Obviously, we've got good regular season matchups, but I loved when they all got together at the same tournament. So.
It was fun. It made it for that.
Cool. All right. Well, Bruce, continued success with all this. Good to talk to you again. And thanks for stopping by.
I thank you for having us on. I really appreciate all the help that you guys have given so far.